Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this very special edition of Witchy Women. My name is Lady Tara Morgan. I am the High Priestess of the Temple of the 13 Moons here in Maynard, Massachusetts. I am recording Esbat Ritual for January 2016 this evening because I canceled ritual because of the snowstorm that is going on here in our state and in much of New England. Knowing how important it is for us to honor the goddess and the god and the Esbat, which is another word for a full moon celebration, I decided to record this ritual for everyone who couldn't be here tonight and for all of my witch friends and all of my witches everywhere who may be home in the snowstorm or a solitary practitioner who would like to practice this evening, or maybe those who have never had an Esbat ritual before and would like to start the new year out enchanted. And I know that didn't really make any sense, but I'm winging it here, folks. So even a high priestess every once in a while just goes from the gut. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going from the gut. I'm going from the heart in this part of this broadcast. I am, before we get going, wanting to let people know for their ritual setup, for their altar, you will need 6 candles for the altar, a white altar cloth, the color of snow and ice, stars or Christmas ornaments in the shape of stars, a star or star-shaped glitter, anything in the shape of the star, anything that's white, other symbols of winter that hold meaning for you, an athame or your wand, a journaling book and a pen, which is optional, a tape recorder or player or something, because when we go into the meditation part of this ritual, some of you might want to put on some nice meditation music, some of you may want to put on the drumming. So you want to have all of these items ready for yourself when you begin the ritual. So for those of you that are participating live, I will try and segue in slowly so you can get everything set up, and that will be fine. But for those who aren't going to have time to do that, I would suggest listening to this ritual in full, setting up your altar, getting what you need, and then going back and playing the recorded version of this, downloading it. You can save it because it's a podcast, and then doing the ritual that way. This way, it will be smooth. You will understand what's going on, and there won't be any awkward pauses. So, this is the first full moon of January 2016, and I'm going to give you a little background. Summer is a fond memory, and autumn splendor has turned dull brown and gray. The hardest part of winter lies ahead, even though the days are lengthening with the promise of spring and renewal. But now it is winter. This is the time of year when many animals hibernate. For us, winter is the time for turning inward to take stock of our spiritual journey during previous 12 months and to prepare for the year ahead, so that we will emerge with spring's life force, knowing where we have been, and where we intend to travel. Now is the time to deepen your winter journey, your self-work. This night is the time to seek the place within you that is pure being, where you are both student and teacher. Listen to your inner voice, however it may reveal itself to you. It becomes easier to hear that voice as snow covers the ground and our world becomes a little quieter. Winter brings the power of silence. The light in our homes become a little softer as we may favor candles over electric bulbs on some evenings. And I like to begin all rituals this year in 2016 with the charge of the goddess. I am the goddess of the 3 moons. I am mistress of the night. I am the richness of the earth, and I am the moon and the seas. I am all that was and is and ever shall be. Nor has any mortal ever seen that which lies beyond my veil, for I am indeed mistress of mysteries and the keeper of the keys. I am queen of all living things, for I am goddess of nature. I smile in the radiance of the moon is everywhere. Gather in secret if you must, but do not tarry too long behind closed doors, For it is in the richness of the earth and the boundlessness of the sky that my true temple is to be found. And the moon and stars and sun will keep your secrets. I am all these things and more. Hear my words, my children, and worship and be glad. Look for me within these things, but above all, within your own soul, for it is there I am. I have been with you in the beginning, and I shall be with you at the end. I am the womb of new beginnings, as yet unimagined and unknown. Now the ritual begins. With your athame or wand, walk the perimeter of your circle and say, the night is dark, the world is still. Seeds rest beneath snow-covered hills. Waiting for spring, I turn within. To other realms, 'tis time to begin. I create sacred space within this first circle of the new year. Walk to the edge of the circle in each direction respectfully as you speak, and then light a candle on the altar. Stand in front of the altar to evoke the goddess and God. And we will begin in the north. Hail, spirits of north, of earth, wrapped in slumber. Below the snow and ice, you rest and wait for the time of awakening. Be with me this night. Hail and welcome to the north. Hail, spirits of east, of air shrouded with winter fog. Your blanket of white brings a quiet stillness to the world. Be with me this night. Hail and welcome to the east. Hail, spirits of south, of fire warm and inviting. Keep alive the spark of life that sleeps within Mother Gaia. Be with me this night. Hail and welcome to the south. Hail, spirits of west, of winter, suspended like diamonds in winter's icy hand. Hold your secrets until you flow again. Be with me this night. Hail and welcome to the west. Hail, lord of winter, harsh and challenging. Your driving storms bring both beauty and danger. Your lessons I must learn. Be with me this night. Hail, Lady of Darkness, of star-studded heavens. Your crisp, cold nights vibrate with the silvery gift of Luna. Be with me this night. Now, most of you who are experienced with ritual would have known that you would light your circle, light your candles at this point. And then when you walked your circle, you walked once on the ground, if you have your walking stick, 1, 2, 3, and that just finalizes that your circle is closed. Now, make yourself comfortable to listen to your meditation music if that's what you need or you're drumming. And if not, then we will just move forward and continue with this guided meditation. So please make yourself comfortable as you listen. You may want to use headphones as you listen to this part of our ritual to block out any unwanted noises that might distract your meditation. So right now I will pause for a few moments while you make yourselves comfortable and you put on your headphones, you shut your doors, and quiet everything down. I also want to make another note, those of you that are new to ritual, as we called in the four quarters of north, east, south, and west, you would light a candle in each direction. When we called in the Lord of Winter, you would light a white candle for him. And when you called in the Lady of Darkness, you would light the black candle for her. The other colors of the candle would be, north would be green, east would be blue, south would be red, and west would be blue. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a mistake. East will be yellow, south will be red, and west will be blue. Now, this ritual is a guided meditation that includes time for journeying on your own. You may want to record the following and insert music or leave a silent gap for the journeying segment. Summer is a fond memory, and autumn splendor has turned dull brown and gray. The hardest part of winter lies ahead, even though the days are lengthening with the promise of spring and renewal. But now it is winter. This is the time of year when many animals hibernate. For us, winter is the time for turning inward, to take stock of our spiritual journey during the previous 12 months, and to prepare for the year ahead so that we will emerge the spring's life force knowing where we have been and where we intend to travel. Now is the time to deepen your winter journey, your self-work. This night is the time to seek the place within you that is pure being, where you are both student and teacher. Learn to listen to your inner voice, however it may reveal itself to you. It becomes easier to hear that voice as snow covers the ground and our world becomes a little quieter. Winter brings the power of silence. The lights in our home become a little softer as we may favor candles over electric bulbs on some evenings. The fields are empty and the earth seems dead, but the magic of the season can be seen in the evergreens. These magnificent trees are vital and strong, while everything around them seems to fade. The dark needles of the yew symbolize the death of the year that has just ended, and of the things in ourselves that it is time now to leave behind. The bright green needles of the fir tree represents birth of this new year and the parts of ourselves that we want to bring out or renew. The sacred holly, with glorious shiny leaves that project clusters of red berries, is fashioned into wreaths, a circle, the wheel of the year. We each live this wheel in our own way and in our own journey. During this winter, this time of darkness, the days are still and short and the nights are long. Moonlight glitters on the frosty ground, but the air tingles with energy. The brisk air catches your breath. Think of the crystalline night sky. It may be filled with rushing snow or a few drifting flakes, or it may be sharp and clear with pinpoints of starlight. The bracing air tingles. It moves and stirs something within you. Feel the sky energy above your head. Reach out with your own energy out to the beautiful night sky above you. Feel its energy vibrating against your scalp. As you reach out to it, you can feel your own energy vibrate within the rhythms of the universe. Let this energy come inside you. Let it enter your head and move down your neck to your shoulders. Feel your skin and muscles come alive. The clear, crisp winter sky is part of you. Let it move down through your chest and arms, through your stomach and abdomen. As it continues to move through your hips, legs, and feet, you can feel the lightness of the energy as it now moves with your own flow of energy. There is a continuous wave of movement from the sky. Feel it circulate through you in an endless stream. Your entire body may feel light and free, as though it could float like a snowflake. Sky energy is buoyant and can help you remain above the potential trials and tribulations of the winter months. Let it help you prepare your winter's journey. With it, you will know that you can travel on whatever path you see for yourself. Time to see the way ahead. You may encounter guides who will assist you. They may speak to you, or they may take you places and show you things. They will help you learn about yourself and perhaps tell you what you need to do in the forthcoming year or what you need to do to solve a problem. Alternately, you may feel yourself in a familiar place without any guides. What you see or do there will also teach or show you something that may help you in your winter's self-work. Or you may simply experience a feeling or have an image enter your mind that will aid you in self-discovery. These are only some of the ways that your own true spirit may reach out to your conscious mind. Now, follow the flow of the energy. Let it show you the way. This is where your meditation will begin. You can listen in silence, or if you would like to add drumming or meditational music, this will be the time to do so. And your meditation will last for approximately 15 minutes, and it will begin now. Okay, now slowly bring your awareness back to this room, back to the everyday world. Thank any guides for their help in assisting you and bid them farewell. Energy winds down. You may still feel light and buoyant. Become aware of your feet on the floor. Send energy through the floor into the ground. Connect with Mother Earth by giving her your sky energy. And when you feel comfortable and grounded, stop sending energy consciously as you move back to this realm. And when you are ready, open your eyes. What you may have learned or encountered may not be clear to you immediately. And it may take a day or two, or maybe longer, to understand. Be patient, and be patient with yourself, for this is part of your journey. As your breathing becomes more conscious, and you are fully awake and out of your meditation, fully aware and in this room, take time to process your thoughts and feelings. Journaling can be helpful. And when you feel ready, we will end this ritual by standing in front of the altar by addressing the goddess and the god. As we move in the opposite direction of when we began ritual, we will walk to the edge of the circle in the respective direction as you dismiss or release the Lord, the Lady, the Lord, spirits of the West, South, East, and North. And as we release each one, we will extinguish the appropriate candle on the altar. And we shall begin. Lady of Darkness, of energy that moves me with the rhythm of the moon, thank you for your presence and guidance. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. Lord of Winter, white warrior of snow and winter winds, thank you for your presence and teachings. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. Spirits of the West, of frozen water that sparkles like a precious crystal, thank you for your presence this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. Spirits of the South, of fire that keeps the icy chill from my bones, thank you for your presence this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. spirits of the east, of air, that catches my breath in wintry wisps. Thank you for your presence this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. Spirits of the north, of earth that sleeps until spring calls, thank you for your presence this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. And now you will take your athame, your wand, or your finger, your broom, your walking stick, because now we are going to open the circle and you will go counterclockwise, Gedishin. And you will walk it thrice, three times. So you start at the north, then you'll walk it once, and end up back in the north. The first circle of the year is open, but like the web of life, unbroken. Through the winter, may it sustain me in faith and unity. And merry meet, and merry part, and merry meet again. Take your athame or your walking stick. One, two, three. So mote it be, and blessed be. This ritual has now ended. What we do now is we usually have our feast with our meet and greet. But those of you, since you are home, make sure you have something to eat, something with salt, something with bread. We feast after ritual because it grounds us and it grounds our energy. Make yourself something nice to eat. If you like a glass of wine, this is fine. This is the time to have this. I'd like to thank all of you who are listening this evening for joining me in this full moon espat on January 23rd, 2016. I hope that all of you could be with me, but the Mother Nature had other plans, and sometimes perhaps work like this is best done in private in our homes. You can listen to this ritual as many times as you'd like. Save it. It is a podcast. You may download it, but it is intended for the January full moon. Those of you who would like to join us in ritual for the Estats, which are full moon celebrations, or the Sabbats, that are our holiday celebrations, our next Sabbat will be beginning at 6 p.m. on Imbolc, January 31st. Why? Because that is the Sunday. The actual day of Imbolc will be February 2nd. Our next full moon ceremony will be on February 21st. The actual full moon is the 22nd. All of our rituals are held here at Charmed in Maynard, Massachusetts at 60 Main Street, 01754. For more information, please visit our website, charmed-witch.com, Magic School, M-A-G-I-C-K, school.org. You can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, or just stop in and say hello. We are always here. Thank you so much for attending this ritual with me this evening. To all of my witches everywhere, blessed be. And may your 2016 be everything you had hoped and dreamed for. For all of my students at Magic School, my dedicants, I hope to see you this week at our Imbolc celebration this Sunday at the store. For my Room on the Broom online students, thank you so much for joining me this evening. I am so very, very blessed to be able to do what I do for a living, what I love so much, with a wonderful man, my husband Frank, who stands beside me, and my two little fur babies, Jack Sparrow, my black cat, and his mate, Gypsy Rose Lee, who is a tortie cat. Remember, all of you, as the very wise Lori Bruno said many, many years ago, witches live by a certain code. And if you spell out the word witch, this is what you shall find. The W is for wisdom. The I is for integrity. The T is for truth. The C for courage. And the H for honor. My name is Lady Tara Morgan. I am the owner of Charmed, along with my husband. I am the headmistress, headmaster, lead educrafter, what have you, for Magic School. And by the elder Griffin Gowan, I have been elevated to High Priestess of the Temple of the 13 Moons. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And I'm going to leave all of you with this very beautiful song. And blessed be, I hope to see you in our store and very soon. Witchy Women, which is the show that is broadcasting this ritual this evening, will be back on the air full time. Thank you so much, and blessed be.
Yeah.